except the Lord build the house, except that Father within, that creative principle of life, build the house of my life, I labor in vain. All my efforts may come to naught. Except the Lord, the Father that doeth the works, work in me and through me, there may be success and there may be failure. But when I release this day, this night, to that Father, it provides and acts as whatever is necessary. Except the Lord, the divine consciousness, builds the house of this body, all my efforts to build a strong and healthy body will be with indifferent success. But when the divine consciousness builds this body, it builds it of its own substance, the substance of spirit, the indestructible, undefiled substance of spirit. And then it is maintained in the fullness of vitality, vigor, and wholeness unto eternity. And it is governed then by spiritual law and fed by the manna that falls fresh every day, by that word that becomes flesh, but only when the Lord, the divine consciousness, is recognized as the builder of this body. And then this body becomes, in realization, what it is in truth, the temple of God, formed for the purpose of showing forth the glory of God. This body then is seen not as a material structure, but as that temple not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Except the Lord, that all-embracing and all-encompassing love, build the house of my home. All my efforts to make it a place of harmony, peace, and beauty may be of no avail. But when that love establishes this home, it is established upon the rock, and it is indestructible. Every experience must be founded on that realization that it is not I doing, acting, and being, but it is that spirit within, that divine consciousness, which is my individual consciousness. And it is building this house of consciousness, this house of home, this house of business, this house of body, this house of relationship. It is the divine consciousness functioning. For except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Release your mind, your body, your business, your home, your family, your relationship, which is an infinite wisdom and intelligence, and let it be that which builds these and provides whatever is necessary. The winds of this world may blow and blow hard against this house of consciousness, but they can never touch the invisible, indestructible nature of your body, your home, your business, your life. For none of these is material. Each one is spirit consciousness, the divine consciousness expressing. As I become still, silencing all desires, I become aware of that divine government, and I rest in it.